All right, we appreciate the song and the goodness of the Lord. We have written a subject on the board. Clinging to thee, my master, my savior. I do some sewing, and I want to remind you, I didn't bring it with me, but you know anything about a little Velcro strip? A Velcro is a fastener that you use on your clothing, or you can use it for industrial reasons. But it has some hooks, and it also has a kind of a soft part where you can put them together, and they will bond, and they will hold. All right. We need to align our hearts with the Lord so that we can bind together in full fellowship with what he wants us to do. We have some Velcro has an industrial strength. That means that it's stronger. It's more heavy duty. Yes. You have some that is soft and pliable. Like you put it on a baby's clothes. You don't want it to scratch their little skin. And then they have some that's medium. So whatever job you're going to do, you want to get the right type of Velcro strip. Some of it you sew onto your garment. Others you glue it on. And so that it will have a fastener there. So we want to remember this as we go through this lesson. Yeah. All right. Now listen, sometimes on the Velcro, you can get some sand on it or you can get some grass and it will not bond very well. But we want to keep everything clear off of our Velcro strip so that when we need to be able to fasten something and bond it together, yeah, we will have a good seal. But if we allow spiritually anything that is carnal, anything that's of the flesh, anything that is lifting me up in pride or whatever, you're not going to have that good bond and you're not going to have that good relationship with the Holy Spirit, because you will not be able, there'll be something interfering. There'll be something foreign there. So as we go through this lesson, I want us to consider, Lord, my heart is like a Velcro strip. My heart has something that it can absorb the goodness of God. But if I have it contaminated with worldly things and worldly ambitions, and if I am lazy and I'm not willing to put in the time that it takes for the sweet hour of prayer, or if I'm not willing to meditate upon the good things of God, if I'm not willing to forgive my brother and my sister and myself, my Velcro strip, my heart is going to be contaminated. It's not going to have that good bond that I will be able to say, yes, Lord, thy will be done, because there's something foreign there. So we're talking about clinging to thee, my master and my savior. We have a song here, and I love it. You all probably do too, but let me read it to you a little bit. You know what it is. 460. It says, savior with a comma, more than life to me. Savior, more than life to me. I'm doing what? I'm clinging.
Yes.
Clinging close to thee. Let thy precious blood apply. Do what? Keep me ever, ever near thy side. Every day, I'm going to say every second, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. Through this changing world below, Brother Gracie talked about the scripture I use at some time about man's heart failing them because of fear was coming upon our land. That is true. Lead me gently. He's not going to jerk us. Lead me gently,
yes,
gently as I go. He's our good shepherd. Thank the Lord. He'll take us in and out into that green pasture. He's not content with us just nibbling around the little edges and getting down to the roots and maybe getting gravel in our teeth. But he says, there's plenty. Expand my boundary, Lord. All right. Lead me gently, gently as I go. Thank the Lord. Trusting thee.
Thank the Lord.
Where is your trust this afternoon?
Yes. Trust
is it in myself? Oh, I'm a self-made man or a self-made woman. I got this. You know something? I'll tell you again. I have a 6-year-old little granddaughter. She's sweet as she can be. Not truly. She's sweet. She came over to my place, and you know, grandma doesn't know about the modern terms, but she says, "Grandma, I got this." I said, "Honey, what you talking about?" "I got this, Grandma." I said, "Okay." She's trying to let me know that I can handle this, Grandma. But don't take that attitude towards the spiritual things of God. Lord, I need you every step of the way. I cannot walk without you holding my hand. This very breath that I have has come from you. You can cut it off. Almost in the, as quickly as I'm breathing and exhaling. Yeah. So we want to keep that in mind. Thank the Lord. Trusting thee, I cannot stray. I can never, never lose my way. Thank the Lord. Every hour, every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. We're thankful because the Spirit of God can give us some emotions where you can feel the presence of the Lord. Yes. You really can. We're not talking about ghosts and things like that. But if you've ever been in a situation, maybe you've been very ill and it didn't look very bright for you. I have been there, and you wondered what tomorrow might bring or tonight what might happen. And I'm still praying and trusting the Lord. But the Lord can come in a wonderful way, and yes, you can just about feel his presence right there. And maybe you've lost a loved one. We've done that. And you and the brother reminded us about the God of all comfort. I already knew about that. But when he reminded us again, I said, "Yes, Lord, that God of all comfort can come right in there and bless you." And Brother Gracie said, "I don't know how he does it or when he does it, but when it does happen, you're going to recognize that it was the God of all comfort that does that." But you can feel that presence. And when you go through a difficult situation and you don't know, maybe you might be at your wit's end, or you might be saying, "Lord, this is a tough problem. This is a challenge. But Lord, I'm going trusting you." Yes. And the Lord comes in on the scene. Sometimes you don't even know how it's going to work out. We're talking about clinging to thee. But the great God that we know today is right there. And he says, "Come on, my child. I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to put you out on that island and you're going to feel like you're forgotten, but I am going to take care of you." This is what we have today. These are some of the benefits of giving your heart to the Lord. When you open that heart up with that Velcro strip that is exposed, and Lord, whatever you have coming my way, I want it to bond there. I want it to be a blessing to you and to others. I want them to be able to see that there's something different about my life. I want my life to shine. My cup is overflowing with goodness and mercy, dear Lord. And when I come in contact with the soul that is less fortunate or that needs a helping hand, I'm willing, Lord, to take time. You know, another thing, our time is very, very valuable today, but a soul is very valuable too. Yeah. And sometimes we need to just give a little extra time, a little, I call it, intensive care to those that are in need, that their heart is crying out for help. And you just do a deaf ear. No, we don't want to do that. I don't believe you're doing it. But the Lord wants us to have the attitude, "I'm going to rescue the souls. I'm going to do what the Lord puts upon our heart to do." They're talking about clinging to thee, Lord. I'm holding on. You know, sometimes you can be holding on to something with the grip, and the force can toss you around here and there. I've seen children on the monkey bars, or whatever they call them these days, the swing sets, or those bars going up like that, and they're holding on like an animal. But sometimes they lose their grip and they fall, and sometimes they injure themselves. But here is the thing. Our Lord knows how much we can bear. He can be right there to help hold us and to carry us, just like that poem said, that they only saw one set of footprints, but what happened? He was carrying them right on through. And this is what I recommend to us today. In the time that we're living right now, cling to thee, Lord. Get acquainted with him. Understand the voice of God, and to stay in that position where you're in the safe zone. Don't wander out into sin. Don't get contaminated with my own thoughts and get hurt and offended, but always stay under the umbrella of the will of God and you will be blessed. So we're talking about Savior more than life to me. Listen, let me love thee more and more. More and more. I like that song. I think it's 163. My Jesus, I love thee. And I sing it often. But I still love thee, Lord. And I'm proving it. Tell this fleeting life is o'er. Tell my soul is lost in love. Now, can you imagine that? The love of God. God gave his only begotten son for each one of us that we could be redeemed back to God. Another song says, thy dying love has done what? Has won my heart. I yield, O Lord, to thee. But let me get finished with this. Till my soul is lost in love in a brighter, brighter world above. The chorus again says, every day, don't miss holidays. Don't miss the days. I just don't feel like communicating with you, Lord or Savior. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. Yes. May thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. Yes. Help us, Lord, to do it. All right, now we're going to move on and get some scripture to support some of the things that we've shared with you today. It's a wonderful Savior in which we serve. Thank the Lord. All right, let's turn here to Matthew 13 and 4 and 6. Then when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Yes, that's some foreign matter there. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. We want to go deep into the things of God, deep faith. So when the storms of life come, we will be able to sustain, be able to be sustained. We'll be able to let our root system just go out deeper and deeper. We won't be top heavy and fall over like some trees that we see or some plants. But Lord, help us to do it today. It is obtainable for each one of us. And when the sun was up, 6, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. They weren't able to cling. They withered. They didn't have what it took. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. We don't want anything to choke our salvation. Get our heart all cluttered up with selfish and foolish things, fleshly things. We'll read that scripture later. But other fell into good ground. This is what we want. Number 8. And brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Brothers and sisters, it's attainable that we can be fat and flourishing spiritually in the things of God.
Yes.
We can do it. We have grace sufficient. There's no temptation that's taken us, and we're not going to be able to bear it with the Lord's help. We may as well get ourselves equipped, get on the whole armor. We're talking about clinging to thee. Get on, put on the whole armor, embrace everything. Don't leave off any of your equipment, sanctification, nothing. Leave off nothing. Every piece of your equipment is valuable. You're going to need it, so you may as well just get ready. You might say, it's too heavy. It's too hot. I have a client, and he works for he's a sheriff, and he has to wear this big bulletproof vest. And he comes, I work in a barbershop, and he comes, and he's hot. It's hot. He's perspiring. But he has to wear his equipment because he has to go back to work, right? So he wears it on. And I said, isn't that hot? Yeah, it's hot. But I need that for my protection up here.
Yes.
So he knows that that's valuable. He probably would get in great trouble if there should be a stray bullet and he did not have on his bulletproof vest, wouldn't he? Yeah, so may we remember, the enemy is out hurling darts at each one of us. We're talking about clinging to you. Yes, when things are going well, it's probably easy to say, yes, Lord, I'm going all the way with you. But what about, we sing that song, he's a God of the good times. He's a God of the difficult and the bad times. Are you going to cling there? Are you going to say, I gave it up. It was too hard for me. Lord, help us today. These are just some reminders to help us to see how valuable it is that I have it settled. I have made the decision, Lord. I am going to go all the way. I've heard somebody say, making a decision is maybe half of the battle. I'm not sure. I haven't searched that out. But I know we need to decide. I'm going to follow you, Lord, through thick and thin. I'm going to be one of your disciples. And the Lord will surely bless you. And he will honor that today. All right, let's see. We have some more. Luke 13 and 6. These are some thoughts that we're going to put together with the Lord's help. You know, your master may be looking for some fruit from some of us today. We have been blessed with an outstanding revival. Usually we do have a good revival, but the Lord has really blessed this year. We're thankful that we've been able to be a part of it. But you know, I don't believe every soul has been satisfied. I don't think every soul has measured up to the dealings of the Holy Spirit. And that burdens the pastors and the ministers. But we're leaving that in God's hand. We do not feel defeated. But here's something. If you find that there's some area that you are lacking and you're not clinging as close to the Lord as you need to, be thankful you have an opportunity to measure up. That you have an opportunity to do better. Let's see here in Luke 13 and 6. We're going to read. All right. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereof and found none. Maybe the Spirit has given you a visitation, and you're not as dutiful as you need to be. Maybe you don't even have Christ in your life. Maybe you need to start at zero, A1, first point. Lord, I ask you to forgive me and to save my soul. But even if you have been saved and delivered from sin, and you have gotten careless, or you have gotten drifting off a little bit, it applies to you too. He came seeking fruit. And what did he say? He found none. Then he said unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years, three opportunities. We may only have one opportunity, but this particular passage say there was 3 years that he came seeking. We're on the 7th verse. Came seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Yes. And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. I want to give it some special attention here. I like to garden and I like to get out there and get those weeds all from around my flowers. I'm very particular. I want them to look pretty. And so anyway, and then I give them some food and I give them some water, and I don't want the cats getting on them, and I don't want humans stepping on them, because those are my flowers and I enjoy them, because that's part of my therapy. I go out there and I sing, how great thou art, and other things with my flowers. I do. And I get inspiration, because this is God's creation. Now that's me. Nothing's wrong with me. This is what I enjoy doing. Well, more than one time, I'll tell you all this a little bit. It's kind of light. I am a barber, and I had my own barber shop years ago. And I kiss my husband goodbye, and I tell him goodbye. And I meant that. But what he didn't realize, that I had something else in mind. I went out to my flower gardens and I took pictures of them, and I was working with them and, you know, meditating and praying. And he said, I thought you said you was on your way to work. And maybe 30 minutes later, I'm still in the yard. I said, well, I had all that in mind, but I'd kissed you goodbye. So I thought that was my free time, right? But anyway, he learned to kind of adjust to me, but he's probably smiling, but that's what I did. But I did that because that got me ready for my day. I got ready to meet whatever I had to meet. So anyway, that's the way that I do it. But let me see. He looks for some fruit. And he answered and he said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Listen, the Lord is merciful. If you find any area where you need to work on, if the Spirit is paying you a little visit and say, you've been slothful, you've been neglectful, but I love you. The light has not gone out from your salvation, but I want you to measure up. I want you to produce more fruit. I want you to have more love and more compassion. I want you to be more of a willing, loving servant, and the Lord will surely bless you today. All right, let's move on here. All right, we're partake not in the fleshly things, because they will get us in trouble. They will interfere with our bond with spiritual things. We're going to turn here in Galatians 19. We're not going to read all of this. I mean, Galatians 5 and 19. We won't read all of it. We'll just touch on some of it, I believe. Galatians 5 and 19. And it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, very bad, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, and revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Stay away from all of these things that were mentioned from verse 19 to 21. But the fruit of the Spirit, we're talking about clinging to the things of God, getting in touch, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, thank the Lord, meekness towards your fellow brethren, temperance. You're very outstanding on one point, but you're lopsided. You're not temperate. You're not balanced. Help us today. Against such, there is no law. You just can have an abundant supply of all those good fruit of the Spirit. Thank the Lord. He is so good today. You know, some people, moving on to another thought, they have a problem with forgiving their brother. They have a problem with forgiving. If somebody has wronged them, they retaliate. They do some ugly things. But God is able to deliver you from that weakness if you have it. Listen, in Hebrews 2 and 1, Hebrews 12 and 15, thank the Lord. We're going to read to you about a root, all right? 12 and 15, and it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. A root of bitterness can get a hold of anyone in our experience, but God is able to help you. If you see that it's deep-seated and it's been there for maybe a while, seek the Lord earnestly, because it is going to hinder your spiritual growth. It's going to stunt you. It's going to cause you lots of problems. And the enemy of your soul will work with that very thing. And he will cause that root to sprout. And not only that, it can become a big, large plant or whatever you want to call it. And not only that, it doesn't stop there. Often you will share that with somebody else and contaminate them. And sometimes it goes on down to the next generation just because you have not dealt with that root of bitterness that you have. So may the Lord help us. We're talking about some areas that can help us to cling to the things of God because we need them. Lay hold on them and then we're going to be able to be blessed. Okay, root of bitterness. We don't want that. Thank the Lord. But here's some positive things that we can do. Turn with me to Colossians 3 and 2. We're so thankful because God is, he's well balanced. He equips us for whatever we're going to meet in life. And he is a great savior and we appreciate him today. All right. We're trying to find here about Colossians 3 and 2. I will have it very soon. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Do what? Set. Anchor your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are on the earth. And here it's again, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. All right. That's what we want to do. Lord, help us to do that today. All right. We appreciate him. Set our affections on things above.
Yes.
All right. He is so good. We're going to move now to, I believe, we're getting kind of close to where we're going to stop. We're going to mention in Acts 20 and 24, Paul had it settled. I believe he was clinging to the things and the promises of God. But let's turn over here to Acts 20 and 24, and let's see what we're going to read about him. Thank the Lord. God is so good. And 20 and 24, and it reads, let's see. Yes, Paul had it settled. He had a good experience. Now, Paul had to go through some things to get to this point, but notice, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. All right, we're thankful how the Lord was with Brother Paul. He had it settled. 2 Corinthians 11 and 25, notice. I'll say 24. Of these Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. He went through some beatings. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. 26. In journeyings often. That means he moved around. In perils of water. In perils of robbers. Talking about clinging to thee. In perils by my own countrymen. Now that's a really tough one right there. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. 27, in weariness and painfulness, I'm still faithful, Lord, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often. I just can't do without my food. Some might say no. When you get a burden, the Lord will help you. In fastings, in cold, in nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches.
Yes.
He was busy, but he was fortified. He was strengthened by the Almighty God to be able to go through these things with victory. And he wasn't shaken loose. You know, it's kind of like another thing that I can remind you of to give you a visual. You know, a magnet, you have a magnet, but a magnet has to connect with something that's metal. You don't go and put your magnet on a piece of plastic because it will not bond. It has to have something that can receive that magnetic force. So we have the Spirit of God that could help us in our times of need, that we can cling. And these things of the world, they can drop off and they don't have so much of a pulling power. And the enemy come whispering and telling you to try this or to try that. And you can say, no, by the grace of God, I have it settled. And just go on with victory upon victory upon victory. Just keep on clinging. Don't be afraid to beg and to travail in prayer and say, Lord, I need you. He know it anyway. Be like Jacob. What did Jacob do? He knew that he had mistreated his brother, I believe. Wasn't that the time? He had mistreated his brother Esau. And he was going back to meet him. He had been deceitful. And he had gotten, I believe that's right. Anyway, he was going to go back to meet him. I got it over here in Genesis. But you know, he knew that he was in real big trouble.
Esau coming with 400 men.
He was coming to meet his brother because he had already said when his dad died, his father died, he was going to get him evil. He's going to take care of it.
That's right.
And it took years. And he went through, both of them went through something. But when the time came that they were going to have to meet together, I believe Jacob, he sent some gifts on ahead to his brother to try to appease him. That's good. But he knew, I am in trouble and I am not afraid to beg, Lord. And what did he do? He wrestled with that angel until he got the victory. We are going to have to wrestle until we get the victory, because we know in our heart some things that we may have done that it may have been years back there, and it may not be so far back either, but it is not right, and you got to make it right. So the Lord blessed these brethren, and he let him know, I'm not going to let you go until you give me the blessing that I need. Amen. This was serious business. This was not a band-aid situation. This was where some bloodshed could have come about and some more heartache, but he recognized, Lord, I need you. And you know what happened? But the Lord gave a great victory to those brethren. Yes. They did not shed each other's blood. It's over there in Genesis. I have it. They even gave him a kiss. Yes. And they were able to say, brother, I think Esau said, I have plenty. I really don't need your gifts. But I think he took some. He had enough. God had prospered him too. Yes. And God will prosper both parties. But if one party is not willing to do their part, they're not willing to humble themselves, they're not willing to acknowledge, well, it really wasn't my fault. It was all your fault. None of that foolish stuff. But say, Lord, I lay it out before you. Lord. Here's my heart. It has that Velcro strip on it. And I need you, Lord. And I need you, Lord. And I need you desperately. Yeah. And I am going to labor until I get the blessing. Yeah. And I believe that's the same time he got a name change, didn't he? He got a name change. No longer the deceiver, the deceitful one. But I think his name was Israel, if I'm not mistaken. Power with God. Yes. You're talking about that clinging, that Velcro. Like I said, sometimes you need that industrial power that can hold things, because when people go on their boat, they use Velcro too to fasten things down, but it's big and thick and it's heavy. It's heavy duty. But look, I would look ridiculous if I put that on my clothes, wouldn't I? It would be out of place. But when God knows that you need that strong industrial bond, he can infuse it right into your experience and you can go on running for God. Yeah. I'm so encouraged today. I'm going to stop here, but I want you to know God worked a mighty blessing over there for Jacob and for Israel and for Esau, and he can do it for us today. Whatever you have that is standing in your way, that seems like it's an insurmountable mountain. God deals in those things. He is an awesome God. What I was talking to you is Genesis 32, 22 and 32 about Jacob wrestling with the angel. He even had a physical ailment, didn't he? Something got out of place while he was wrestling.
Yep.
His hip. Yes. Are you willing, Lord? I'm going to go down in the dust of humility. It doesn't matter who sees me, Lord. I need you, and I need you very much, Lord. This is a heavy burden that I have, a real concern. Let me ask you, how serious, I'm not trying to accuse anybody, are we really concerned about the souls in our family that are away from God? I mean, we can put in the request. We can talk a little bit to them, but I'm talking about carrying a real burden that it can touch the throne of grace and bring us the desired results that we need. This is what we're talking about. We are in a battle today. I believe there's going to be some more challenging things that are going to be coming up on the horizon. But if we cannot deal with these little, Lord, and they're not little, But you know what I'm talking about, the things that you can kind of get over it. How are you going to be able to really deal with things that are going to be really challenging, that can be really life-threatening, that can really be disturbing to you? And I haven't even exercised small faith, dear Lord. But Lord, help us today. This is a challenge for me. I got my hand up. And for all of us, we want to cling to the things of God. Hold on to them. Don't let them go. They're very valuable. May the Lord encourage us today. All right, we appreciate Paul's example, and he was a faithful one. I believe the last two scriptures, Lord willing, will be in there. He had a thorn in the flesh, and the Lord was able to give him grace, and he will be able to give us grace, whatever we have to face in life too. We're talking about clinging to thee, dear Lord, clinging to the Savior. Amen. God has been so good. All right. Thank the Lord. Here we are in 2 Corinthians 12 and 7. Did I already read that? Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
Yes.
The messenger of Satan to buffet me. Now you say, that's enough. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, thrice, that it might depart from me. 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yes.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Thank the Lord. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Lord, help us. This is some grace station needed. In reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, not my own, but for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Thank the Lord. All right, there's some more things, but we're going to stop right there. We appreciate Paul's experience and how that he was willing to be faithful and to cling to the things of God. I believe the last scripture for this afternoon, we appreciate your time, your attention. I believe the Lord has helped us. We haven't gotten too drowsy, and we're going to be concluding very soon here. But I want you to remember the subject. And here's something, some homework for us to do. When I went to school, I didn't like it so well when the teacher assigned homework, but I did it because I wanted to make good grades. So we have homework that we can do spiritually. So here we are, Hebrews 2 and 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. These last few days, we've heard some lot of wonderful things. Anointing of the word of God, good testimony, good songs, good fellowship, good natural food. The weather hasn't been too terribly disturbing either. God has been good.
Yes.
We want to remember these things. Put them into our life. Don't let it pass away and we forget, but we want to utilize it because it is a blessing. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? All right. God also bearing the witness both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. That's the question mark. All right, that's sufficient. We appreciate your time, your attention. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your love. And remember, as we go on back to Oklahoma, we're not going to forget your dear faces. We love you all, and we feel that you love us. It is always
Amen.
A privilege to come to Wichita and be with the saints of God. So we appreciate you all very much today. Amen.